Just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Amber Stark. Islanders are facing lengthy delays at Guernsey Airport today. We've heard from passengers who say the only information they've received is that there have been technical problems with some of Aurini's planes. Some people have been waiting at the airport since 7 this morning. Anyone due to travel is advised to check in as normal, and we'll bring you updates as we get them. There are concerns Guernsey could become a nanny state. Some islanders think HSSD's new tobacco strategy, which suggests tighter measures on smokers, is too controlling. These people think it should be left down to the individual to decide whether or not to quit.
It's well established that smoking is very bad for you, but we mustn't infringe on personal liberties too much.
In raising prices, yeah, why not? You know, but then again, if somebody finds pleasure in smoking, then let them smoke. However, as long as they realise that there are huge ailments that come with it.
Elsewhere, David Cameron says if Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was shot down over Ukraine, those responsible must be brought to account. 298 people were killed, including 9 Britons. The UK Prime Minister has described the catastrophe as an absolutely appalling, shocking, horrific incident. Back here, the Education Department has provided a lifeline for a Guernsey preschool. They're offering Daisy Chain Preschool, which was going to have to close this week, new premises at Le Huguette Primary School, and transport for the children that use it free of charge. Director of Education Alan Brown says it's an asset to the island and they were keen to keep it open.
It's very important that as many children as possible can have access to quality preschool provision. The children who attend this preschool are unable to access other preschools. They would miss out if they didn't have this opportunity, so we felt it was important to support Daisy Chain.
The head teacher of Les Beaux Camp High is retiring today after a packed 21 years in the job. Peter Le Cheminon says one of the highlights is definitely the redevelopment of the school, which was discussed for more than a decade before it happened. The popular teacher says seeing old pupils is always a personal highlight.
I'll not always remember their name, but I'll remember their face. And I'll say, you're an ex-Beaux Camp student, aren't you? And they say, yes, and we have a chat. And it's really good to see how many ex-students are doing so well. It's one of the great joys of the job to see that.
And the town carnival kicks off tomorrow. The annual week of entertainment gets going with a parade from the top of Smith Street, heading through town to the church square. Town centre manager Jack Honeybill says it goes on until 3:30 p.m. each day, and there will be lots to enjoy.
We've got quite a lot of acts this year coming back. We've got the Punch and Judy, the Clowns, the Steel Band, the Opera Singers, the String Quartet, we've got a Brass Quintet, and we've got the Strolling Jazz Band, as well as our two jazz saxophonists.
That's the very latest, but there's more of today's stories on our website, islandfm.com.